This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Americans are remembering O.J. Simpson, who died Wednesday of prostate cancer. He was 76. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
O.J. Simpson was a football hero, a Hollywood actor, and the subject of what became known as the trial of the century. Simpson played 11 seasons in the NFL, mostly with the Buffalo Bills. He was the first running back to rush for more than 2,000 yards in a season. After retiring, he went into broadcasting and acting, appearing in the Naked Gun movies and the Towering Inferno. His 1994 trial for murder and the deaths of his former wife and her friend gripped the nation with wall-to-wall live coverage. Simpson was acquitted, but later found liable in a civil trial. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has been released on bond after turning himself into police in Texas. Police say he and another driver of a speeding sports car are accused of causing a crash on a Dallas highway that involved a half dozen vehicles. Four people were slightly hurt, say police. Now to those powerful storms. There'll be more fierce weather today. Gusty winds and heavy rain from parts of the Midwest to the Northeast, say forecasters. Mortgage rates are up. The AP's Alex Vega has this.
Bad news for home shoppers. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.88%. That's the highest level since early March. When mortgage rates rise, it can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs for borrowers, limiting how much they can afford when shopping for a home. Rates have been mostly drifting higher in recent weeks amid stronger than expected reports on employment and inflation. Many economists still expect the average rate on a 30-year mortgage will ease later this year, but most forecasts call for it to stay above 6%. I'm Alex Vega.
A new AP poll has been asking Americans which president did more to help people like them. About one-third say Donald Trump, and about one-quarter say Joe Biden, the new AP poll. This is AP News. Now to something new from Instagram, intended to protect teens and younger kids. The AP's Haya Panjwani has this.
Instagram's adding new features to protect young people and combat sexual extortion. The social media company announced in a blog post that it's trying to fight sexual scams and other forms of image abuse to try and stop criminals from contacting teenagers. That includes a new nudity protection feature for direct messages that blurs any images with nudity and, quote, encourages people to think twice before sending nude images, unquote. The feature will be turned on by default globally for teens under 18, and adult users will get a notification encouraging people to activate it. Instagram says they'll also be testing new ways to hide teens from criminal accounts. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Gas is $3.63 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. That's up about 5 cents in a week. A month ago, gas was $3.39, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.